Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 8 minutes past 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. It is March 28th. The year is 2023, and I'm Susie Jones. Dave Harrigan is the captain of the ship. I am just merely rowing the boat with my oar. Actually, I think it's the other way around. No, I'm not sure. Who's in charge? You or me?
I don't ever feel like I'm in charge, especially with you around. I'm too scared to be in charge.
Are you scared of me?
A little bit.
I would say, you know, I have that side that you just don't know who's coming.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get in trouble with Susie.
No. Not many people do. But I digress, because we're coming on, if you can believe this, 25 years since the tornadoes tore through the campus of Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter, March 30th, following a tornado that ripped through that south central Minnesota town. And it got me thinking of comforting St. Peter and that terrible tornado and it tearing up so much of the town. And I was perusing as we got started for the program today about what we're going to talk about. And as I was seeing the anniversary, and I was thinking as well about the terrible, terrible, terrible weather in Mississippi and other parts of the South, that massive system that destroyed entire towns, for Pete's sake. And there was a study that said America will get more killer tornado and hail spawning supercells as the world warms, according to a new study that also warns the lethal storms will edge eastward to strike more frequently in the more populous southern states like Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee. So when I think about weather and changing climate, I think of Paul Douglas. And I said to you, Dave, do you think Paul Douglas, WCCO Radio Chief Meteorologist Paul Douglas, would offer some of his time to talk about storms and the changing climate? And you said he said yes. So here he is, right? Hi, Paul.
Hey, Susie.
You like that long introduction?
What a nice introduction. Of course I'm going to say yes.
Wow.
Babbling about the weather? Yeah, with you? I mean, of course, yeah. I saw that study, too, and it's interesting. It's not the first study, and it certainly won't be the last, hinting at an eastward shift in Tornado Alley. And I just want to say it's not established science yet. It's interesting. It seems to add up. It's a theory mm-hmm. against reality. You know, last Friday night, that thing that was on the ground for, what, 70 miles, a mile wide, just unbelievable. EF4 probably was an EF5, but they look for specific markers in determining an EF5 tornado. Certain things have to be carried a certain distance to qualify as the finger of God, and EF5, as bad as they get. And
I've
they
never
didn't
heard
have
that
some
before.
Of those markers.
Paul, I never have heard that saying, finger of God.
But that's from Twister.
Oh.
That's from the movie Twister, where they talk about an F5, and I can't remember who said, oh, yeah, that's the finger of God.
Wow, and okay.
I want to stay on God's good side. I don't want to blame him, but yeah, it doesn't get much worse than an EF5. You have winds up around 200, and if you can't get below ground, below grade, in a basement, the odds of surviving an EF4 or an EF5 are very, very small.
It was interesting, sad, a little bit obviously unnerving to hear the woman who they all went into a cooler, a walk-in
yes.
cooler, and that was enough
right.
to save them. But
yep.
her description and the fear in her voice was just kind of chilling to know just how awful it must have been to have gone through that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's basically 5 minutes of shrieking and vibrating and not knowing if you're going to live through this. You know, 3 to 5 minutes as that thing passed overhead. Now, granted, it was moving at about 70 miles an hour, and it struck at night. So the only way that storm spotters and storm chasers could see this thing was when there was lightning. When lightning would illuminate the funnel, but it was so fat, it was a wedge tornado. Didn't look like their traditional nice little Dorothy, you know, in the Wizard of Oz kind of tornado. This thing was, you know, again, a mile wide. And so you look at that and you go, okay, is that a shaft of heavy rain? No, it's spinning. It's rotating. Uh-oh. Yeah, that whole damn thing is a tornado, and it's coming at me at 70 miles an hour, and it may have winds up to 200 miles an hour. So it does not get more terrifying than that from a weather perspective.
WCCO radio meteorologist Paul Douglas is with us, and we're talking about the severe weather that hit the south, the strength of that storm. We're talking about a tornado a mile wide. Has someone studied the makeup of a tornado from 50 years ago, 100 years ago to now? Have they changed? Are they getting stronger? Is a mile wide on a scale of 1 to 10 like a 10 in terms of greatness? You know what I mean? When you talk about a little tiny pinprint tornado to this massive swath, you know, kind of talk about how, the evolution of tornadoes, if you don't mind.
Sure. And tornadoes are really, really tricky. Unlike rainfall, where you've got, you know, a rain gauge and it's pretty black and white. Okay, this much rain fell during this flood. And now we even have Doppler radar. We can estimate rainfall amounts. Tornadoes, you know, they don't report themselves. You need people out looking for them. And so there's an apparent increase in the number of tornadoes, but much of that is attributed to just more people out looking for them, you know, trying to study them, trying to chase them, trying to get their 15 minutes of fame. You know, if you videotape a tornado, you can sell it to local TV stations and maybe the Weather Channel and make a few thousand bucks if you're in the right place at the right time. So there's now this mad scramble. There used to be just a few people out, usually the storm spotters from the Weather Service, keeping an eye on this. Oh, yep, that's a funnel. Oh, the funnel just touched down. Yep, it's a tornado. They would radio that in via ham weather to the local civil defense, who would then relay it to the local weather service, who would then issue a tornado warning. We rely on those storm spotters, ground truth, because Doppler radar, as amazing as it is, you know, the curvature of the earth causes problems. It can't do everything. So we rely on flesh and blood human beings who are trained to be able to say, yep, that's baseball size hail. Yep, that's a tornado on the ground. But now we've got hundreds, some days we've got thousands of storm chasers out looking for tornadoes, so much so that they get in the way of law enforcement. But there's no evidence that the tornadoes are more severe or less severe, but there seems to be an eastward shift. Because it's warming, the Gulf of Mexico, the water's warmer, and that's not a theory. That's putting a thermometer in the water and saying, oh, yep, it's warmer. consistently warmer. So the air is juicier, much more water vapor, higher water content, Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, the Southwest is getting hotter. Ask anybody who lives in Scottsdale. Much hotter, earlier, hotter and drier, and that air often pushes eastward into Texas, Oklahoma. The traditional tornado alley is now hotter and drier, and tornadoes don't like that. Tornadoes form along the boundary between hot and dry and warm and moist, and that boundary consistently seems to be shifting farther east towards Nashville and Memphis and Louisville and Huntsville. It's now called Dixie Alley, where many of the worst tornadoes are spinning up farther east than traditional tornado alley, and they hit at night. And there is research showing more supercells, more of these giant spinning thunderstorms that can last for hour after hour, spinning up multiple tornadoes. The environment may be more ripe for these supercells farther south and east late at night. And that's a problem because, you know, if you can't see them, you can't relay good information. And Doppler radar, again, that helps a lot. The problem, too, is you have a much higher population density east of the Mississippi, just more people. And socioeconomics comes into play. A lot of, you know, people living in manufactured homes. And those, they do not do well during tornadoes. A mobile home, you do not want to be in a mobile home. Winds over, you know, 80, 90, 100 miles an hour can cause those things to flip end over end, even if they're secured properly. So it's kind of a perfect storm. And yeah, I mean, folks farther south and east need to keep an eye on this trend. It's not etched in stone. It never is. But, you know, even places like Indiana, Illinois are seeing more tornadoes. We aren't necessarily seeing more violent tornadoes here in Minnesota. But as you mentioned, the whole Comfrey thing, and I remember going down there after that hit, Gustavus, and talking to people, shell-shocked survivors in a church at the College of St. Olaf. And I just, you know, people had questions and why here, why now, why March? Late March seems kind of early, Paul. And I mentioned to people, look, we don't live in Tornado Alley. Tornado Alley starts in Iowa. But we do live in tornado cul-de-sac. We get our fair share of tornadoes. And I every year I worry about amnesia. You know, if we don't have a big tornado year, people shrug. And, hey, you know, it says a tornado warning. Not sure I need to take it seriously. We get a lot of tornado warnings, and I never see a tornado, so I'm just going to keep sitting on the couch watching Netflix. And let me just say this. If you ever hear tornado emergency, Susie,
yes,
get off the couch and go to the basement or a small windowless room, climb in your bathtub. Tornado emergency is a notch worse than tornado warning. A tornado emergency, very rare. It's only issued by the Weather Service when you have a large confirmed tornado on the ground moving into populated areas. And that means you know, if you hear that, you've got a few minutes, maybe seconds, to do the right thing. Again, very rare. But since about 1999, the Weather Service has been using that terminology when you have an especially dangerous situation, big tornadoes moving into suburbs or cities. And so, and that's the same with flooding. If you hear a flood emergency, that means it's not a threat. It means it's happening right now. And take action now to save your life, save the lives of your family members. So, you know, if you're not just a little bit paranoid, you may not be paying attention.
Yeah.
I think it's good to be a little paranoid.
And you use the word emergency. That actually is above in terms of seriousness than a warning, right? The emergency
is
more extreme. So that's a word.
Yes, it goes. Yeah. Yep.
So just
watch, warning, emergency.
And so as we go into this, you know, 25 years that we had the tornado down in Comfrey, and as you said, Lake Hanska, 14 tornadoes swept through the region, and F3, a couple of people died, 200 homes destroyed. So it's not that it's imminent, but it's something that we need to be aware of, weather aware, going into these months, as you say, including that and flooding, to be aware of the dangers of both as we move into this time of year.
Yeah, hopefully we can thread the needle here with the flood threat. I mean, we'll see. So far, so good. I know it's frustrating. People want spring tomorrow. I want spring tomorrow. I want chirping birds and, you know, people mowing their lawns. And, you know, I want to graduate to wearing shorts and T-shirts as bad as the next guy. But if it happens too quickly, it could trigger catastrophic flooding. Especially along the Mississippi, but even the St. Croix. And so, you know, we need to tap the brakes and hopefully we just ease into spring this year, which seems to be the case. There's going to be some easing into mid-April. I don't see any rapid warm-ups. We'll be lucky to see 50, but highs mostly in the 40s into next week. But, yeah, there have only been two, three, four times in the last century where we've had this much water locked up in the snow. So if we have an instant on light switch spring where we go from 35 to 60 overnight, accompanied by rain, that could be a real mess for a lot of people. So, you know, I'm holding my breath, looking at the maps a few times a day, and so far so good, but I can't predict what's going to happen in late April. When we're still going to have snow on the ground by late April. I think by the very end of the month, it'll start to green up and most of the snow will be gone. But the next few weeks, Susie, will tell the tale.
I have to ask you this. I know I have to say goodbye to you because we've talked way too long, but it's been wonderful. I heard word, and I know you're not, you don't have exactly a crystal ball, but could there be snow falling on opening day outside at Target Field when the Twins have their home opener?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, is it possible theoretically? Yes. Exhibit A is 2018 when we had 26 inches of snow in April in 2018, and people were beside themselves. I mean, I remember it being just as frustrated as everybody else. So, yes, it can happen. It has happened. And I'm about to look at the latest models, and I'll have an update later this afternoon.
Good.
On CCO. But, yeah, yesterday the models were hinting at rain changing to snow. Wednesday of next week, Wednesday night, maybe some snow. But I want to, you know, I take everything with a grain of salt.
Yes.
And day after day, if the models say the same thing, then our confidence level goes up. Right now, it's just a small possibility, and it's too early to panic. But, you know,
okay.
I'm always panicking. But, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it yet, but we'll keep an eye on that.
Paul, thank you for coming on. It's always a joy to talk to you.
The pleasure is mine, Susie. You hang in there, and thanks for doing such a great job, you and Dave.
All right, have a good one. That's Paul Douglas with us on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.